had to quickly do stuff. So I was talking about trust. Yes, I've learned to trust God in different ways of my life. My education, career-wise, even when it comes to stuff that pertains to the work of God, I've learned to trust God to help me enough. Like, oh God, I've learned to trust. And that trust, I keep telling a lot of my friends, I keep telling people that it pays to just trust God. It pays to depend on Him 300%. My third lesson I've learned in 28 years is mentorship. People, it is amazing. I'm telling you, it is amazing to have great mentors. I know that some people will say, oh, what do you need mentors for? I know everything, I can do stuff by myself. But let me be factual with you. Having mentors in your life is one of the best things you can ever, like, oh my God. Mentors are great. Mentors help you. They shape you. And having Christian mentors kind of even gives you double, because you're like, God is putting these people in your life to help you expand in several areas of your life, plus your spiritual life. So you're not just like living life, you were actually working with God in how to live and be better. So having those mentors to help you, to encourage you, to actually direct you, to help in certain areas of your life is very key. Another thing that I've learned in 28 years is love. Now, I recently got married. Today is actually 1 year of my wedding anniversary, so I'll be dropping the vlog that I'm talking about our 1 year journey. But one of the things that I understood about marriage in my 28 lessons that I've learned so far is loving like God. Now, love is something that we all say, oh, I love you, I love you. I remember all the boyfriend I had then, and I was like, I love you, don't leave me, I love you, I love you. But understanding what love really means has changed my entire perspective on what love is. Like, I am not even kidding with you. I've learned to understand what love means in marriage. Loving like God, loving how God... I can't love exactly like God, because God's love is agape, like it's selfless. So there's still sometimes selfish connotation as being a human being. But as a person, understanding that you have to let go of these things. You have to understand that this person, if you love this person, you will not react this way. You will not fight about stuff like this. That's what I've learned, to be very sincere with you. I have learned to actually understand what love really means. And unlearning what I've known about love, that it's a very strong feeling. It's not just a strong feeling. It is everything God. And I think that over the years, we've always talked about love in passing. And I think it's high time we see it from the perspective of God, and see from perspective of being truthful, to our feelings, to our emotions, so that the other party will understand how we feel. So I would say I've understood what it means to love again. Another lesson I've learned, which will be lesson number five. Lesson number five will be forgiveness. Oh my God. I have learned to forgive. And I think that I've learned to forgive before the person says I'm sorry, or whether the person says I'm sorry or not. I've learned to just forgive, let go, let it out. I'm not the kind of person that would probably call you to like a random event that I'm angry about something, but I think I've learned to actually start doing that and tell you, not necessarily rant, but to tell you, this is how I feel about this. I just forgive, and when I see you the next time, I don't remember anything you. I try not to remember anything you've done, just because I feel like I've forgiven you. I might remember, but I will not remember from my place or whatever. Another lesson number six will be friendships. Now I've learned to understand who my friends are. Oh, people, I've learned to know who are my true friends. I've learned to know who are like sisters. and I've learned to understand who are acquaintances. Now, year 27 taught me a lot, especially during my wedding prep. Year 28, in the last 1 year between 27 and today, I have learned a lot about human beings and when it comes to friendships. So if I would say that I've grown better, I've known better, yes. One of the things I think I will work on myself when it comes to friendships is not just letting go. Now, I think I have that issue in the sense of if someone just abandons or like walks away from a situation or a relationship we have, I personally don't like, oh my god, no, I kind of just let it go and enjoy, like, okay, maybe this person's season is over, but I try as much as possible to reach out. That's one thing I appreciate also about myself, is that I try to reach out and ask you, what's up, what happened, what did I do? I try to want to know what's up. So yeah, I think that's one thing that I appreciate about myself, so I won't lie about that. My next lesson will be lesson number 7, is money. Oh my god, shout out to Dave Ramsey. I am, even though I haven't gotten to that financial place that I want to be, I believe that I am going closer to it, and I'm grateful to financial books and financial lessons from Dave Ramsey that has helped me over the years. I only buy what I need. Yesterday, I spoiled myself on a very beautiful dress. You could see it in my photo shoot pictures. I probably will just insert one or two in the middle of this video. I spoiled myself with beautiful clothes, a beautiful dress, and this beautiful handbag. I think this one. Yeah, this beautiful handbag. I will just bring it closer. It's so beautiful. It is. And it was just $15. It was really cheap. But I really wanted to like enjoy, like, okay, this is my birthday. I don't really ask for much. I'm not the kind of person that, I need this, I need that. Nah, I think I'm very simple when it comes to birthdays. But I think that money, my perspective of money is spend what I need and not necessarily what I want, so just splurge on it. So year 2028 is really putting me into understanding more and taking more financial risks. So yeah, another thing that I've learned in the last 28 years, as I'm 28 today, is understanding. Understanding people, understanding friendships, understanding relationships, understanding generally. I think that it's helped me to know that there are certain things I need to, like, just know that, okay, this is this person's personality. I need to understand. This is this situation. Putting myself in other people's shoes. So having more room for people. So yes, I would say that has helped me. Leadership, that's another lesson I've learned, to be a better leader. I've read a lot of books in the last 1 year, but I think that this last year has really stretched me as a leader and has helped me so grateful to God for certain leadership positions that He has put me, has given me the grace to actually oversee. Oh my God, that's one thing that I will be grateful for. Another lesson, so that this video is not so long, another lesson I've learned is purpose. Understanding my purpose in each season is really key for me. I think that God has really helped me to understand my purpose per time, because I remember that when I first joined my husband's church, it was a stretch, because I was so used to like choir, but God saying, you know what, take a pause, enjoy the season, know what I need you to do this season, right? So I would say that understanding my purpose in each season has really helped me. Lesson number 11 is being more romantic. I think that I thought I was a very romantic person until I got married, and there were certain things that I just saw that they were just character changes in me. I was just more sweeter. I would want to like make sure that my husband has this and has that, and some very, very amazing stuff that happens. Let's not say this on the camera, but I'm just happy that I think that side of me, that softer side of me, has evolved. Yes, has evolved. Let's use that word. Lesson number 12 will be orderliness. Oh my God. Now, I never knew that this side of me, there was a side of me to wanting everything in a particular place. And I actually am that kind of person. I actually want everything in a particular place. I have everything tagged in my house so that anytime anybody's looking for something, they actually get it exactly where it's supposed to be. So I am that person. I want things in a particular place. And I didn't know that I had this side of me until I got married. I think I'm now very meticulous. It's been a stretch. So another thing, of another lesson I've learned about myself, or that I would say I've learned, which would be lesson number 13, will be I am not OCD, no, but I think that I now get very uncomfortable when things are not neat. When the house is messy, oh my God, I feel very uncomfortable. But one of the things that is the other side to me that I've learned in this new year is that I've learned to just take my eyes off it. I know that it's difficult, but I'm trying. Till now, my husband still said it in our vlog, if you watch the vlog. I'm really trying, but it's a lot of work on myself. Another thing that also I have enjoyed in this new year is weight. My weight loss journey has been very wonderful, and I'm grateful for the journey. I lost about 9 kg so far. I don't know what my present weight today is, but it should matter like 102 kg, which before I was 110. So I'm grateful for, I was 100 before because of like, I'm not checking my weight, so I can't say. So once I know my weight, I'm going to insert what exactly my weight is. Yes, I'm going to insert it. Another lesson I have learned was pregnancy. Oh my God, in this last 1 year, I've been pregnant for 10 months out of the 12 months. My baby is 2 months. So yes, people, pregnancy was amazing. Oh my God, like, if that's how pregnancy is, maybe I should just have another baby now. But yes, it was an amazing journey. Oh my God, I loved my pregnancy. I loved it. Like, that's all I would say. Go watch my pregnancy journey videos. I'm going to drop second trimester before the end of the week. So go watch my end of first trimester, because we actually did not know. So okay, go watch the video. Another thing that I really enjoyed in this last 1 year is baby shopping. I enjoy it. I enjoy wearing those cute dresses, nice outfits, amazing stuff. Like, people, it's been amazing shopping. Yesterday, I went shopping for my baby, and I went shopping based on like gifts that I've been giving to her, and gosh, amazing. Babies are just the cutest. I've learned like these are things she needs. These are the things that are going to be valuable for her long term, short term, all those kind of things. I think I learned that. Another thing I learned in this last 1 year, which I will not lie to you that I never knew before, is being a mom. Oh my God, being a mom is one of the best things. Oh my God, like, people, being a mom is amazing. It can be stressful because I've slept for just how many hours, like 4 hours. But being a mom is one of the best gifts God has given us, and I am so grateful for my daughter. Oh God, she is amazing. She's amazing. Being a mom is, oh my God, I can't share the feeling. Like, I can't tell you this is how it is. Another thing that I've learned over the last 1 year is being able to grow in media. Over the years, I've just been talking about so many things, but now seeing them come to fruition, having my own mixer, having my own microphones, broadcasting, doing a lot of things that are really amazing. I'm like, I didn't know you had this capacity, girl. Like, girl. So I'm so grateful to God for growth on that side. I am thankful to God for that. Now, another thing I'm grateful to God is the relationships that God has made me. God has made me know certain people in the last 1 year that I probably were never known, and I'm so grateful to God for giving me those people. They're so special. There's so many of them, but I am so grateful to God for those people. I would say that those people have really, 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 really stretched me. They've helped me, and they've helped me also grow. So I would say yes. Another thing I'm grateful for, which is lesson number 20, is, or the gratitude number 20, is my show with Dami. So I have a friend of mine, a very good sister of mine, Dami Adeniyi. We have a show called Friday Night Jazz, and in the last 1 year, God has really helped us. We've been able to break ground, to be able to connect with people. So I feel strongly, and I'm so grateful that in the last 1 year, God has helped us grow, and God has helped us start up something. And in this new year, God is launching us into a new phase, and I'm so grateful to God about that. I am so grateful to God about that. And it's not just, and if you want to watch previous episodes, you should go to Anu and Dami on YouTube. So yeah, I should put the link in the description. Another thing I am really grateful for, he's my husband. And that's one lesson. Lesson number 21 is my husband. He's been I would say that it's been one of God's blessings. As much as we have our differences and our different personalities, God has been so faithful, helping him, stretching him. It's been God's grace, it's been God's blessings, it's been God's mercies, and I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful to God for him. Another thing that I would say that's been a lesson is labor. Oh my God, the labor world is not a place that, like, if you see your mom, please thank her. It's not easy. It's easy in God, but for those that understand what I'm saying, if you've gone to labor ward, you come out, be grateful to God. Be grateful to God. Be grateful to God. Another thing that I am grateful to God in the last 1 year's Bible study, I've been able to study God's word with better understanding, which I'm telling you, it's amazing. That time of fellowship, that time of relationship, that time of just being with God and gisting with him, it's been amazing. Another thing I'll say I've learned in year 28, in the last 28 years, is reading books. Please, knowledge is power. There's so many people that I recommend: Sam Adeyemi, Miles Monroe, T.D. Jakes, a lot of people. And I'm a books person. These are like tiny of all the books I have. I have a lot of ebooks, and I've been reading a lot of books on leadership, relationship, marriage, a lot of that. Yeah, it's been amazing. Now, one thing I've learned in the last also 28 years is my talents. I never knew that I had more talents, or I never knew that God could stretch some of my talents. And that's one thing that I'm grateful for, stretching my talents, and also making me understand that sometimes understanding your purpose part time will make it be that not every talent is for use at that moment. So I used to think that, oh, I would just do this one thing and that's the end. But God stretching those talents to that, I can actually do this, I can actually do that. I didn't know how it jumped out of like giving birth, being a mom at the same time, like doing my media stuff and all that. It's, I can't tell you how it's been. Number 26 that I would say is prayer. Now I've understood what it means to pray, and understanding what I'm praying for and understanding who I'm praying to the more in this last 1 year, God has revealed himself to me a lot. And you know, one thing I'm grateful for is that God reveals things before they happen, and that I am eternally grateful for. Prayer works, my people. Prayer works. I don't know who has told you prayer doesn't work for them, but prayer works. I am a living testimony to letting you know that prayer works. And God doesn't lie. He always answers prayers. He always answers prayers. I am telling you, he always answers prayers. My lesson number 27 is live life. Let me tell you, you only have one life to live. Live life. Enjoy life. Take risks. Like, just splurge on yourself. Like, that's one thing I've learned in this last 28 years. Live life. Don't tighten the wall to your chest. I'm the kind of person that I don't like taking risks. But in this last 1 year, I have taken a lot of risks that I never thought I would have. So yes, live life. Enjoy yourself. And in this brand new year, the lesson I am taking, year 28, and this is lesson number 28, is be grateful. Be grateful. I don't know what you think that God has not done for you, but I would say that this is one thing that has been helping me going strong, is being grateful. Be grateful in every and anything you do. I don't care what it is that anybody has lied to you about, but be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful, people. People, be grateful. So I would say those are the 28 lessons. I'm going to itemize them in the description so that you know what I said. But these are 20 lessons I've learned. And I pray that in this new year, God will expand me more to know more of him, to love him more, to serve him more, and many more. So I'm grateful for all this that have been in my life, in my journey the last 28 years. And yes, we entered the year 28. And I can't wait to see what more God has in stock for us. Please, one thing you can do for me today is please subscribe to this YouTube channel, share with your friends, let them share with their friends, let them share with their friends, and let them subscribe, let them watch, let them like. I celebrate you. Thank you to all my amazing subscribers. Thank you to all those that follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Anuadedire. God bless you. Please make sure you follow. I celebrate you. Thank you very much for wishing me a birthday. I've seen all the messages, all the, it's been amazing. Thank you very much. And yes, I'll be dropping our 1 year anniversary video very soon, like in a couple of minutes. So yes, I'll be doing a double vlog. So yes, watch out for that. God bless you. Till I see you next time.